Thank you for stopping by. This is Teenage Sports. I'm your host, Michael Bear, bringing you this podcast on March 27th in the midst of the coronavirus. Today, I'm going to talk about a little bit of my background. I'm from Texas, near the DFW area, so that's where all my sports influence comes from. I'm a big Cowboys fan, big Rangers fan, Stars and Mavericks fan. First, I want to talk about how the sports world stopping has kind of affected these DFW teams. The Mavericks were in the midst of a good playoff push, and who knows when the season comes back, but will their playoff push continue into the playoffs after the season returns? Will they still be on fire? Will they still have that same juice and power? I mean, teams are going to be reloaded. Teams that had injuries, they're going to be back. So will they be able to continue that push? And the Stars, they don't have to worry as much. They're a lot higher on the echelon. They're, I'm pretty sure, second in their division. So they don't have the trouble of falling as much, but it's still definitely possible. And Rangers, obviously season hasn't started. Yesterday, March 26th, was opening day, but so that sucks that we didn't get to watch any of that, but, you know, it's what we got to deal with at this point, and just go with the flow. But I was looking forward to be able to watch that team, the Rangers team, and their new stadium and new uniforms, and a ridiculous pitching staff, by the way. I mean, we got Kluber, Minor, Lynn, either Gibson and Lyles, I believe, or maybe Colby Allard in there, but wait, guys. So then hitting for us, we have Gallo and Willie Calhoun, who with this off time is probably going to be able to come back. He got hit in the face a few weeks before the season got, or about a week before the season got stopped for a pitch from Julio Urias, I believe, like a 98 mile per hour right in the chin. That's not fun. But yeah, so right now all the news in the world is coming from the NFL world because they really haven't shut everything down. Like, I mean, they don't have a season, but they haven't shut. I think the only thing they've shut down is pro days, which, I mean, is big. That hurts players who didn't go to the NFL combine, and it also hurts teams who don't know what they're getting in certain players because they don't have all information, like my Cowboys, who they have a lot of glaring needs after losing their number one corner Byron Jones and number one pass rusher Robert Quinn to the two biggest deals in free agency. By the way, the Bears took in Robert Quinn, and the Dolphins took in Byron Jones with the two biggest deals. So I understand why the Cowboys weren't interested in paying that, but it's going to be interesting how they are able to replace that. Our offensive, we acquired two defensive tackles, Dontari Poe and Gerald McCoy, who were on short deals, not being paid a lot. So those were more, I wouldn't say budget deals, because, I mean, they're a lot better than budget players, but it's definitely a good way to, I mean, I think we got better at the D-tackle position, but now we're kind of not as good pass rushers, so without Robert Quinn. So I think we need to address that. I don't know if that's the first-round need right now. I still think corner we can get exposed at with Anthony Brown. What else we got there? Cheeto and Jordan Lewis. Those guys, that's not, I mean, it's could be promising. I think Anthony Brown is your number one right now. They just paid him a good amount of money on an extension, so I'd assume he's probably your number one right now. But I don't know. I think the first pick should go to a corner, and then maybe you try, even though for last few months, I've been looking at Xavier McKinney or Grant Delpit if he falls to 17 where we're picking. But we went out and got HaHa Clinton-Dix, so maybe that's not where they were looking, and they would rather have maybe a corner. I mean, maybe another slot wide receiver after losing Randall Cobb. I mean, I don't think he went to the Texans, and who knows what the Texans are doing over there, trading away D-Hop for nothing. But it's just interesting what they're going to do, especially with the NFL draft didn't get canceled. It was scheduled for April 23rd. So far, it has not been canceled, but it won't happen in person, which really sucks. It sucks for the players who won't have the ability to walk up on stage and shake the commissioner's hand, even though I wouldn't want to shake Roger Goodell's hand, but whatever. If I was a big old player, I would. But so, I mean, they're not going to have that ability. It's not going to be in the cool Las Vegas strip area, I believe, where they were supposed to be boated out, which is insane. That would have been so cool to watch. But of course, no, we're not allowed to have that. But obviously, Joe Burrow should be going number one. However they do the draft, he'll be number one, which sucks a little bit for me, because I don't know, it's crazy to say. I probably didn't know people like me existed, but I am an Andy Dalton fan. I'm a TCU fan, number one. So if I was a TCU fan, which is where this is Andy Dalton's alma mater, definitely probably wouldn't have the same feelings towards Andy Dalton. But I don't know. I hope he gets out of there, gets on another team, just works hard, and we see him starting again. I think his circumstances there during his time weren't the best. So I don't really know if that's just my input. I'm not going to go into that. But obviously Joe Burrow's going first. That's so surefire. He's a very good player. I couldn't see them going Chase Young. Chase Young's a beast, though. I think Chase Young, unless the Redskins screw it up, will go number two. But yeah, there's no reason for them to choke that pick. Number three, because I'm pretty sure the Lions pick. I really don't know what some of these teams are gonna do. I mean, the Lions just suck. I'm sorry, they just do. They're known for wasting careers. They just are. Right now that's what the Cowboys are doing, so I can't say much, but they're historically known for wasting careers like Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. But that leads me to my next point is running backs. Should their value be higher than where they are currently? A lot of the mocks that I've been like just kind of paying attention to, there's just no first-round running backs. And there's definitely really good running backs this year. So it doesn't really add up. And there's definitely probably running back-hungry teams. So it's interesting to me that running back, the guys who are needed so heavily... Sorry, I had to take a drink. The guys that are needed so heavily, like Zeke, who did get paid, but the man on the other side, Derrick Henry, for the Titans, who led that team. You can't even say he didn't lead that team. They just paid a ton of money to Ryan Tannehill and not give their best offensive player anything. Just because he's a running back. They don't trust running backs. And, I mean, there's a good example in Todd Gurley. A lot of teams just don't want a Todd Gurley where they pay out the wazoo for a player and then he turns into nothing. Now, Todd Gurley's was injury, so that sucks. But, I mean, running backs, they get injured a lot. A lot. So, I mean, that's just something to be expected. But I wasn't for the Zeke move exactly, paying him, because I'm not as high on paying running backs. I think in, I don't know, it's hard. Like in Derrick Henry's case or in the Titans' case, he is their whole team. He is their whole team. And the Panthers with Christian McCaffrey, he is their whole team. But teams like the Cowboys, who I feel like, I mean, when you have a number one wide receiver, probably a really good number two in Michael Gallup, I just can't see paying Zeke, especially behind that really good O-line. I just can't see paying Zeke where Tony Pollard at this point could probably do a decent amount of stuff that Zeke does, but we're paying Zeke like $85 million or something. And we still don't have a quarterback paid for. So it's interesting, man. It's interesting. Our running backs' value just, I mean, it's just going down and down and down. And I don't know if there's going to be anything that can help or change that. I mean, you see running backs running for more and more yards, just as much as they've ever have. It's just their value just isn't going down with the cap hit. Teams just aren't paying them. And obviously, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I don't like the Eagles. And they don't pay their running back, really. I don't believe they have I think they run by committee, which is, I like the move. I like the running back committee thing because keeps everyone fresh. Obviously, we saw the best committee in the league, the 49ers, last year. I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl. They just played Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league. So, I don't know what you can do there. And they just didn't get lucky and stopped scoring points. So, but yeah, so Eagles, they let go of a guy named Jordan Howard, who went to the Dolphins, who I will be probably the first to say that they will be a playoff team next year. That's just probably my big prediction. That team is, they've spent the most in free agency. I'm probably not the first to say this, but they've spent the most in free agency. They have the fifth pick, and I think another first rounder, if I'm not mistaken, which is super exciting for Dolphins fans who haven't had much to cheer for. Didn't look like they had much to cheer for. But I like that head coach of theirs. So, he's a Patriots guy. But, yeah, so I think Dolphins are a playoff team. I think that division is going to be looking very interesting with, I'm scratching on their teams. They got the Patriots, they have the Bills, and I really don't care about the other teams, the Bengals. So, right? That's going to be awkward if that's not right. I'm pretty sure that's right. So I think the Patriots are taking a step back. I mean, they lost their best player in franchise history, Tom Brady. They didn't really come up with a replacement. They lost their defensive, probably, captain, or Kyle Van Noy, to the Dolphins. They also lost Jamie Collins. I mean, they lost more than they gained, and it's not even close. Now, you can't completely throw the Patriots out. I mean, it's the Patriots. They could probably win with a man from Walmart as quarterback, and he'll throw for 5,000, 35 touchdowns and three picks. But that's an exaggeration, obviously. But that team, you can never count him out. And obviously, the Bills got better this offseason, getting Stephon Diggs from the Vikings on a pretty massive trade. Sent like first round picks and a second round pick, I believe. But I'm going to be probably one of the first to say it, that I don't think the Bills are going to make it as far. I think they had a very easy schedule last year. And I'm not a big Josh Allen fan. And I don't think they have enough on that defense. I think that offense is just not the greatest. And I think they're going to kind of be like last year's Rams, where they make the playoffs, even though the Rams made it farther 2 years ago. But the Bills, I think they're going to be like the last year's Rams. Struggle a bit. Maybe O-line will struggle a bit. I'm not a big Josh Allen fan. And now they have the Dolphins that they have to play 2 times a year, and the Patriots they have to play 2 times a year. That's 4 games. Now, obviously I said the Patriots weren't going to be as high, but it's still the Patriots, man. I'm not going to count them out. And maybe even the Bengals. Maybe they can squeeze away wins too with Joe Burrow. If he looks good and they do really good drafting, they're able to protect him on the O-line. Sorry for my chair. It's a little squeaky. But, yeah. So, I'm a big fan of the Dolphins. I like their playoff hopes, but let's talk about Brady leaving the Patriots. I mean, we're already talking about the Patriots. Going to the Buccaneers, that's interesting. That is an interesting move by Brady. He wanted targets to throw to. He's got them now. He's got some of the best wide receivers. I'd like to say the two best, two top 10 wide receivers in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. You can say yes or no on the Chris Godwin one, but I think he's done probably enough in the last 2 years to constitute being a top 10 wide receiver. Maybe it's just because he's had Jameis, who just lobs it up, closes his eyes, and hope that one of the Evans or Godwin or Rashad Perryman catches it, but Tom Brady will have to, I think Chris Godwin's going to excel in that offense with Tom Brady, a check down guy. Chris Godwin runs those routes really well. I don't think Mike Evans is going to exactly struggle because he's more of a long, deep, get a lot of chunk yardage, but he's definitely not going to probably put out the same numbers as he has in the past, and unfortunately that sucks, but, you know, it's, I think he'll still probably be that 1,000-yard receiver pretty easily. I just don't think he's going to have as much yardage as he has the last probably few years with Jameis. And a lot of people thought they were going to try to bring in Antonio Brown, head coach for the Tampa Bay. Shut that down quick in an interview with two Tampa Bay players, Tiki Barber and I'm not sure of the other, but on that show Bruce Arians just said no about Antonio Brown, just not even like, didn't even give him a slimmer of a chance. He gave him like 4 reasons why not, they're not gonna bring him in. So it's very interesting to me. It's very interesting. I definitely think they need probably still need to work on the defense a little bit, and will Brady be protected? I mean, he's going from a very good O-line that the Patriots had to not having much. I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers O-line is not very good. So, another player that's a franchise-leaving player, Jason Witten, leaving the Cowboys, going to the Raiders, which is now the Cowboys team. I'm pretty sure they signed, like, 6 Cowboys. I don't know what Gruden's doing over there, but he likes us a lot. I don't think we had Cowboys coaches go over there, so it doesn't... It's just weird that everyone's signing over there. But we had, like, Daniel Ross, one of my favorite players, Jeff Heath, I know. Who else did we have? We had some smaller tier players, but like no one huge that left there. It's just a ton of Cowboys, and it was just weird to see. But yeah, Jason Witten, not going to be a career Cowboy. I'm hoping he'll sign like a 1-day contract. I don't know how it works in the NFL. I'm going off of like baseball, where they have like a 1-game contract. But I don't know. It's going to be weird to see a Witten in a Raiders jersey. Las Vegas Raiders. They got that new stadium. Beautiful stadium. Another player that left their career team. I believe he was always on the Chargers. Phillip Rivers. Not much to say about that. He was awful last year. I mean, he was terrible. He was just throwing at nothing. It was a weird, windy throwing motion. He was just throwing at nothing. So they got rid of him. They didn't really come up with a backup plan, though. I think Tyrod is their backup plan. So have fun with that. Tyrod Taylor. Maybe they'll draft, like, Justin Herbert in the draft. They have a high pick. So they have potential there. But I don't know. I don't know how Phillip Rivers, he's going to the Colts. That team could be good with a good quarterback. So if he can find, like, a few years ago, Phillip Rivers, be throwing to T.Y. Hilton and whoever the heck else they got. They got two running backs, a really good O-line, pretty good defense. I don't know. It could be a sneaky playoff team. I don't know what Jacoby Brissett's going to do. Definitely rumors of him going back to the Patriots. Because that's where he was for a good chunk of his career. He's still young, but that's where he started, I believe. And obviously rumors there with the Patriots QB opening. But yeah, so Phillip Rivers to the Colts. Going to be very, very interesting. Cam Newton just gone. Matt Rhule came in and he put the hammer down. He did not. I mean, he's not. I'm not a big Cam Newton fan, so I'm not gonna like try to say I am. But yeah, Cam Newton just gone. I mean, they've released him by now. That QB room is very interesting. They got Teddy Bridgewater, who I think is a little bit overrated. I don't like to say it because I like his story. He seems like a good guy. But, I mean, the five games we saw of him last year were when they were all short passes, nothing deep. That's a very good Saints offense that he was working with. And the first game that he did get put in, he got lit up. I mean, he got put in mid-game against the Rams, but still. I don't know. I think that team's going to be very interesting to watch. I mean, they still got the best running back in the league, Christian McCaffrey. You can quote me on that. They they also have, go back to their QB room, they got XFL would have been MVP PJ Walker. That dude is a beast. I'm a Dallas Renegades fan, and I was fortunate enough to go to the Texas Throwdown, Renegades versus what is their team name? I don't know, the Houston team that PJ Walker played on, and they beat us, but PJ Walker wasn't very good. But when he's dialed in, he's really good. He was a undrafted free agent out of Temple, where in 2017, where Matt Rhule was the head coach, the team that he's now on. So there you go. But yeah, so the Carolina Panthers are gonna be a very interesting team to watch. I don't know where Cam's gonna go. Obviously, team's interest in Cam is not very high. I mean, the Bears went out and traded for Nick Foles over waiting for one of these quarterbacks to just fall into their hands like Jameis and Cam. But, or to draft one if they really, I guess they don't want to spend a pick when I still got Mitchell, who I don't think is very good at all. I don't think many people think is very good at all, but it's what they're going to try to work with, so. Good for them, I guess. But Cam, that division is going to be ridiculous, by the way. That's probably the league's best division. It's going to have Carolina, who I think could be a sneaky team to take a few wins away. Buccaneers, Saints, and Falcons. Falcons, who had proved a ton this offseason. They went out, they got some defensive pieces. Obviously, the Tampa Bay improved. And I don't think the Saints really have done much except for bringing in another wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, who is it's a very good pickup for Drew Brees. He always could use more people to throw to. Just makes their offense even more diverse. And if they're not to go into the playoffs and choke it, I think they have a good shot. I mean, that team's always going to have a good shot. We'll see if Drew Brees can do another full season. Taysom Hill still is backup, or his backup now, because Teddy's gone. But, yeah, that division's going to be very interesting. Obviously, the Cowboys division's going to be very interesting. You got the Eagles at the top with the Cowboys. I mean, there's... this division didn't get much worse. I mean, Giants got a lot better. They brought in James Bradbury, I believe is the name, cornerback. They brought in a lot of stuff. The Redskins got a whole new head coach, a very respected Ron Rivera, who I like, and I did have him up there for Cowboys replacement coach that I would have liked. And the Cowboys do have a replacement coach, and that's going to affect all the teams that aren't going to have OTAs and any practice, like before practice, where they can meet with their new players and learn what you're going to try to do going into the season. So teams that haven't changed as much and head coach hasn't changed probably definitely have an advantage going into this next season due to all the coronavirus closing everything and not allowing people to do anything. But, yeah, our division's going to be interesting. Cowboys are going to be pushing the Eagles at the top. I definitely have a hot take here. My top three quarterbacks. No, not Dak. Dak Prescott's not going to be in it, obviously. I think Dak's probably closer to, like, 13, probably for me. But here goes my top three quarterbacks. Number one, Mahomes. If you dispute that, I think you are ridiculous. That dude he does so much. Yes, he's on a good team with good skill position players. He is ridiculous. All right, here we go. Number two, Russell Wilson. I personally think Russell is... If it wasn't for Mahomes winning the Super Bowl last year and taking his team all the way, I would have put Russell. He had more skill position players last year, but still really not many. Running backs getting hurt going into the playoffs. He had Marshawn Lynch at one point last year, so that should tell you something. But, I mean, he's never really had much of an O-line. Never really had much of an O-line. His defense has usually been pretty good, but gets him back on the field. But I just love Russell, man. That dude he goes out and works. Outworks your team every single game. Now, obviously, we have the MVP, Lamar Jackson. I'll probably get, if anyone does listen to this, and I hope some people do, probably have people put Lamar over Russell. Because of his MVP season last year, taking over the world. I think you need more than one season to be better than a guy who's had, like, seven good ones. Maybe a bit much, but... I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about Lamar. Because if his legs go for some reason, like, he isn't able to do all that stuff, knee issues or something, he is not a good enough thrower. I'm sorry. He's just not a good enough thrower to... outlast what his legs can do for him. I mean, the reason that he's able to throw, or what looks to be really good, is because everyone's pressing the box and everyone's trying to get to him before he can get rid of the ball. He's throwing to open people. He's not having to fit the ball into any pocket. And obviously, I'm not trying to go off the skills position, but he got the skills contest in the Pro Bowl, which he competed in. Man got like 4 points throwing the football. Throwing it at targets that, I mean, I'm not going to try to say I could have hit him, but that's your position, buddy. You got to be able to hit those targets. And I just don't see if there's one or two injuries that don't allow him, like Cam Newton, a good example. Obviously, Cam Newton wasn't even as close to as shifty as him, but I think Cam Newton was a better passer than Lamar is currently. But, yeah, so I'm not a Lamar hater. I see the hype, and I don't think that he should really be number one or two. And I think that just should be that's just my take. I hope I am respected for my take. We can talk a little bit about how the sports world is going to recoup from all these closures. So obviously, MLB, where opening day got canceled yesterday. It didn't get canceled yesterday, but yesterday was opening day. Got canceled a while ago. Not canceled, but postponed. That's going to be an interesting one because they haven't even started. So they can't just pick up and like end and just get it over with. I mean, they have 162 games that they've potentially got to play. And apparently MLB players have come out saying they'd rather play the full season and play like double headers instead of a shortened season, which I thought was interesting. And there's also rumors of extending the playoffs and stuff. Because that's what all leagues need to be doing. The NFL's doing that. They're adding an extra team, I think, this upcoming year. And eventually adding an extra game to the end of their season. But once all the new sports come back, it's going to be so much fun. There's going to be three sports. Everyone, the NFL and NHL teams are going to be back. They're going to be pushing for playoff runs. My beloved baseball. I'm a baseball player at my high school. So that's probably not my favorite sport to watch. It's probably football, but I definitely got a heart for baseball. So with it not happening right now when it should be happening, definitely sucks. But it just raises the question of how some of these teams or leagues are going to be able to bring this stuff back. Because, I mean, players got schedules. I mean, you don't want it to inflict with certain things, and it's, do you play the full MLB season? I say no. I've never liked, and this is coming from a baseball player, baseball fan. I don't like that the season is 162 games. It's so long. It is so many games. You can't keep up with what this player's done. Like, so let me give an example. Let's say Gallo's doing really good on Sunday. Well, let's say they're playing a lot of games that week. They play every day going into next Saturday. Let's say I don't watch any of those games. He could go from being really good to sucking. And then I see him Sunday and I see his batting average is like 25 points lower. And I'm like, what the heck just happened? I feel it's not the best example, but I feel like it's too hard for casual fans to follow because I would consider myself a casual fan. It's too much to follow. I mean, I think we need definitely a season reduction in general, not even just because of what's happening right now. I don't think the season should be this long. I think it'd be better for players' health. I mean, the Yankees, I mean, they haven't even played a dang game. Just spring training, their whole team is depleted. The Yankees curse. Which, I mean, I'm not exactly mad about. Team that, even though they're really not my most hated team, obviously it's the Astros. The Astros suck. If you are still an Astros fan at this point, whew, you guys, oh, sorry. It's just, they have cheated for 2 years, most likely three. Let's be honest with ourselves. And I don't It's not I don't like the Astros, and it sucks because they're in my division, one of the better divisions in the in MLB. They're going to be back up top. Everyone knows that. That's what sucks, is that they no one got suspended, no one got in, nothing happened to any of them. They're just going right back this next season, or running it back with a Super Bowl or a Super Bowl ring, a World Series ring. They're going to run it back. The Angels in my division are going to be really good. Athletics, they could be good. They could be really good, or they could not be good. I mean, they're a money ball team, so you never know. And Mariners, they're rebuilding. I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing. And the Rangers are right in the middle of all of that. And that's why I just want season to start. I just want to see my new players play, new uniforms, new stadiums. I just want to... I'm just ready, man. I'm tired of waiting to see all this. It sucks. I mean, I want to see Mavericks playoffs. I want to see Stars playoffs. We were so close last year. Stars were. I just want to see our teams get pushed in. I think the Mavericks and Stars should make the playoffs. Cowboys, I don't know. I mean, no matter how good the Eagles are, if they just fall apart and Carson Wentz's glass self falls apart, and then I think we'll definitely be fine to make the playoffs. And that just leaves the Rangers, who I don't think have it this year just because of how good their division is, and I just don't think they're ready yet. The offense is definitely not ready yet to me, and the bullpen is not ready yet. And who knows, maybe the starters won't be as good as everyone's projecting. But I think that's all I got to talk about today. I want to thank anyone who gave my podcast a click. I will probably try to get another one up tomorrow. I'll probably sound better. My voice is like cracking in and out. That's what happens when you're a teenager. You can't talk, even though, you know. But I'll probably try to get one of my friends on here tomorrow to just, you know, just shoot things back and forth at each other. Hopefully more news will come out. If more news doesn't come out, I'll probably do it the day after. It's not like I'm doing anything. I don't have school. My homework's all online. I'm chilling. But, yeah, I'll try to get someone on. I don't know if you can, like, comment on these things. If you want to comment how you want things to be better or changes or anything you want me to talk about, just comment it. And, share with your friends. I'd appreciate it. I just think this is cool. It lets me talk about sports for free, you know. It's I don't know, it's fun. But this has been Teenage Sports. You're with your host, Michael Barra. And I would like to thank everyone, and goodbye.